Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Miracle Outreach Ministries on Sunday. I'm Pastor Sabrina, and we are so glad to be with you today. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. We're counting it all joy, no matter what happens, when it happens, if it does or if it doesn't. The Lord taught us that weeks ago to count it all joy. So we're counting it all joy. Amen. Amen. The devil may attack, but he can't win. So we want to thank the Lord for all that he's doing. You see, saints, all of this witnessing that we've been doing, all of this prayer and all of this fasting, all this binding and loosening, all of these adjudications, they matter. Because now in the natural realm, you see the power of God moving. Amen? What we've been standing for and believing God for, we see it happening before our very eyes. This is not a time to sit on your hands. This is a time to fall on your face before God and press the battle even more. Amen? You cannot afford to go to sleep at this hour. You cannot afford to say, oh, well, things are changing. I don't have to do all that anymore. Wrong. This is just the beginning of the push. And you must push into the presence of God. You must push the battle. You must push back against the enemy. And you cannot fail. You've been given entirely too much practice, too many drills, too much teaching, too much training to sit on your hands. If you choose to sit on your hands in passivity and complacency, you will find out how Jesus feels about it at the judgment. Does everyone understand? This is the way it is. We were born into the kingdom for such a time as this. And this is what God expects of his people. He expects us to go forth into battle. You know, there was this group in Judges called Meroz that decided when God went out to battle, they were not going. And when the battle was over, God sent his agent to curse them. It's in Judges chapter 5. You can find it. It's there. He sent his agent to release his curse against them. We don't plan to be a part of that group because we're going out to battle with God. Amen?
Amen?
That's what we're doing. And I would suggest that everyone do the same. We cannot afford to not go into battle with God. Amen. Thank you. We cannot afford to not go into battle with God. Now, for those who think they're going into battle, but they're on the other side of the fence, there's a judgment for them too. When you go out to battle and align yourself with God's enemies, there's a result. There was a king of Judah that did that. And after he came back, he died. And you say, but he was righteous. Yes, but he aligned himself with the enemy camp. And he was warned. And he chose to overlook the warning and to disregard it. And as a result, he died. Immediately after the battle, he died. You see, I told you about this lawyer in Jacksonville who was pressing the battle for medical marijuana. And he pressed and pressed and put all of his money from his big law firm into it. And as soon as the measure passed, the next week he was dead. Can you see the correlation, church? This is a real God that we serve. He's not benign. He's not asleep. He's not bored. He is active and moving in the earth. And we're either going to fight with him or we're going to wish that we had. So I'll say again, this is not a time to get all comfortable and think you can go back to your life the way it used to be. Those days are over. This is a fight every day. Every day. There is no day that you don't need to have your armor on. There is no date that you don't need to be ready for the devil. It's been quite interesting today for me. Amen. But God has helped us to meet the challenge. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So the Lord be blessed, and we're going to do his bidding. It doesn't matter who cooperates and who does not.
Amen.
We're going forward in the name of Jesus Christ. And we want to thank the Lord for his unfailing grace and mercy. Amen.
Amen.
He's always watching over us, waiting to see what we will do. And when we do what the word says to do, when we follow his instructions, his power is released to take us through. So if you have any doubt, it's time to get rid of it. If you have any fear, you should have gotten rid of that a long time ago. If you don't want people to persecute you, you should be dead already. This is the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. So we're here today in obedience to our Heavenly Father, doing what he called us to do, anointed by his Spirit, filled with his grace. Let's get to it, church. Amen. Amen. You see, God is not sitting idly by trying to, you know, twiddling his thumbs. He doesn't do that. In case someone had that idea of him, you are mistaken. I don't know what comic book you looked in, but you should have thrown it away, because that is simply not the truth. Long time ago, I told you that I saw the Lord pushing back his sleeve. You know how you push your sleeves back to your elbow. I told you that a long time ago. And some of you didn't believe me, but you should have. Because the day is now. It's time for us to show our colors as Christians. So you got a witch in your neighborhood. You know what to do. You've been trained. You know what to do. So you go to the doctor and he says, blah, blah, blah. You know what to do already, don't you? Yes, you do. Then don't hesitate to do it, and don't second guess. Don't hesitate to do it, and do not second guess. Amen? Do not hesitate to do it, and do not sit there pondering back and forth. Well, I wonder if you bind it, you'll find out a lot faster. Amen? You know, there's this part of a prayer that we always have here. But you see, you have to do your part of it. Let me see if I can find that part, Lord. Somewhere it's in here, because I know, because I saw to it was in here. Amen. It talks about connections that are not godly. And we ask the Lord to keep us from establishing, here it is, help me, Holy Spirit, to refrain from forming and retaining unrighteous soul ties. Not just with people, with corporations, with businesses, with animals, with other entities. We're asking the Holy Spirit to help us, but we have to do what's right. We have to do what's right. Amen. He'll help you do what's right if you'll do it. Amen. We have to believe what's right, too. So all through the week, I've been putting FYIs in the chat room so you can understand what is right and what is wrong. Amen. There wasn't a scripture I gave for that. This is part of the prayer, sister, that's on the fast. This is the prayer we pray. And it says, help me, Holy Spirit, to refrain from forming and retaining unrighteous soul ties. You see, it's not just words. We have to do our part. Amen. Lord Jesus, deliver me from my fears, my unbelief, my contrariness. Well, you have to flow with that. You can't just say the words and put no action with it. Amen. Lord, help me to unlearn the sin which I have embraced and to learn your ways and to refrain from blaming others when I am at fault. You got to flow with what you said. You got to back it up with some behavior. Amen? It's lovely to go on the fast and read the words, but you got to back it up with behavior. Jesus didn't just tell the disciples he was going to the cross. He went. And so the call to us is no different. He didn't just talk about it. He actually did it. Amen? So, since we've spent the week saying to the Lord, if I regard iniquity in my heart, you will not hear me. That means we can't continue with lawlessness in our hearts. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Heavenly Father, help me to see my world from your point of view. We've got to go with that. Or else it's just idle words. And you have to give an account for idle words, as you recall. Amen. Amen. So let's get back to what we know is right. Okay, I read this, blah, 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 blah. No, no, no. It's time to live this. The prayer that we pray is our commitment to God. You see, somebody said, it says, I will sacrifice unto you with a voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Well, when you pray the whole prayer, you have vowed this to God. So you have to back it up with action. Or else you lied to God. Amen? Amen. You see, when we sing these songs to God and we pray these prayers and we proclaim these psalms, we're vowing to God. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. That's a vow to God. And now that you've said it, you've got to back it up. He tells you that he watches over his word to perform it, that he is faithful. He tells you if he said it, surely he's going to bring it to pass. So that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to be like Jesus. Amen? We're supposed to be like Jesus. And that's how we're going to do it. The things that we say to him are not going to be empty words so I can say, check, I did that for today. No, it doesn't work that way. We actually have to back it up with action. We cannot be so preoccupied and so idle-minded or so complacent or passive or so consumed with our everyday affairs that we don't keep our vows to God. Amen? And you say, well, I thought that just covered money. No, dear, that covers your entire life. When you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, he's your official master. There's nothing you get to do that his governance doesn't cover. As a matter of fact, I may as well give you your homework assignment while I'm here talking. And your homework assignment is as follows. You are to go before the Godhead today and take your cell phone with you. You're to go before the Godhead and take your cell phone with you. And when you do, you are to discuss with the Lord all of these apps that you have on your phone. You know, some of you have more apps than I have pages. And you are to discover which apps meet his approval and which ones do not. And those that do not, they need to disappear. Amen? I'll repeat it for you again. It's easy and simple to remember. Today, say today, I'll go before the Lord with my cell phone. Boy, that was weak. Okay, we'll take it. And I will seek him about every single app on my phone. And those that he does not approve of, I will uninstall. Thank you much. That's your homework for today. Amen. 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 So, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we bring our technological lives before you, our spiritual lives, the natural part, the intellectual part. And we ask you, Father, to have mercy on us. Because to tell you the truth, sometimes we just aren't thinking about what we're doing. We do it by rote. And we ask for your forgiveness, Lord, because you tell us in the scriptures to forsake the foolish and live. So we ask you to help us to be more cognizant and more aware of what we actually are doing. Help us to realize when we're stepping out of our boundary. Well, we're not performing what we promised. Where we're not living to where the word has called us. Help us, Lord, because we need help. We need help. We have too many things that we're juggling at once. But you said, come to me, all ye who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You call us to take your burden, your yoke upon us. For your yoke is easy. Your burden is light. Why? Because we get to learn of you. You're meek and lowly in spirit. So, Lord, we're receiving your word today. And we're submitting the apps on our cell phones to you. And we thank you for helping us to understand that we're in this world and not of this world. Amen? We are in this world, but not of this world. Thank you, Lord, for pulling us a little further out of the world, because this world is passing away. But the word of God lasts forever. It's everlasting. So we keep ourselves before you. We thank you for helping us to pray all week long. We need to be very prayerful. In fact, Lord, as we repent, we lift up former President Trump before you. We lift up Robert F. Kennedy Jr. We lift up their entire mission and team. We lift up the grid. We lift up the internet. We lift up the lives of the conservatives and the holy saints of God before you. Yes, we are under attack, but your power in us is greater. Your power toward us is greater. And you have given us the overcoming victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. You have given us already a sound mind. So we're going to use the sound mind that you gave us. Amen? And we're going to obey Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 7. We're going to submit every single decision and choice before you. It keeps us in the holy way. Amen? Amen. So, Father, we repent of all of our sins and all of our iniquity and all of our forsaking of what we know to be right. All that we have thought, said, and done that did not please you, we repent and turn from it now. We ask you, Lord, to wash us clean in the blood of Jesus Christ. We ask you, Lord, to bring correction into our lives so that we will please you once again. We ask you to strengthen us in our inner man so that we will more clearly understand what you desire for us to say, think, believe, and do. We thank you, Father, that you have an answer for every circumstance and every situation if we will but ask you. If we will but ask you, you say we have not because we ask not. So, Lord, help us to remember that you haven't gone anywhere. You're right there waiting to be asked. Amen? You're right there waiting for us to ask you. So, Lord, instead of us running off on our own ideas, we'll ask. We'll humble ourselves and ask you and obey. So now, Lord, each one of us will come before you, and each of us will say to you what we ought to say. And we thank you for the celebration of Holy Communion in Jesus' name. You may begin. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? For we, being many, are one bread and one body. For we are all partakers of that one bread. Amen. We are all partakers of that one bread. Amen. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Thank you, Lord. Partake of the bread. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. Thank you, Lord. Partake of the cup. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show and proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily, shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine who? Himself. Noah did not say that this is the time to decide if your neighbor's heart is right. No, it says, let a man examine himself. You see, your neighbor's heart is up to God, not you. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep or are dead. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for that. We thank you for the provision that you made for us. Saints, rejoicing is our response to God's goodness. All right, then it got quiet. Okay, we'll work on that. Heavenly Father, we trust in you and we rejoice. We will shout for joy forever. Because you defend us. You defend us. We love your name, and we are joyful in you. We know, Lord, that you will bless us with your favor. You will surround us like a shield. Thank you, Lord God, that your eye is upon us. You have delivered us from death. You have delivered us from death. We wait upon you because you are our help and our shield. Our heart rejoices in you because we have trusted in your holy name. Because you have been our help, in the shadow of your wings, we rejoice. Lord, we will rejoice in you with praise. We will bless you at all times. Yes, when the car won't start, we will bless you at all times and try to refrain from cursing the car. Amen? Amen. This is practical and everyday. When we squeeze the toothpaste tube and it goes everywhere, we will bless you at all times. Amen? Praise God. It's good that we remember that. When we pick up the laundry detergent and we think the cap is on there securely and we find out it wasn't, we bless the Lord at all times. Amen? Amen. When the doorbell rings and we're busy doing two things at once and we finally put it down and get to the door and nobody's there, we will bless the Lord at all times, won't we? When we jump in the shower and we're expecting hot water and there is none, we will bless the Lord at all times. Amen. His praise shall continually be in our mouth. When we go to reach for the bathroom tissue and no one replaced the roll, we will bless the Lord at all times. Amen? His praise shall continually be in our mouth. When we go to the refrigerator for that last bite of what we were anticipating, only to open the door and find out that it's gone. We will bless the Lord at all times, right? His praise shall continually be in our mouth. Amen? Amen. Now, we have to do it. We just agreed we would. And he's expecting us to do just that. Amen. Your praise will be in our mouth. When we open the door and our pet runs outside like they're running a marathon in the Olympics, we're going to bless the Lord at all times. And later on, we might bless the animal too. Okay. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, I remember this one Sunday when Sister Jessie got to church, and she looked, well, I was like, what happened to her, Lord? And she looked at me and said, I opened the door and the cat shot out. Right? All down the neck. I had to chase the cat. I said, Lord, she made it anyway. She made it. And we were so happy to see her. You know, there are moments like that. And you think that maybe the devil orchestrated that just for you. And maybe he did. But you have the overcoming victory no matter what happens. Amen? Yes, when you just poured your cereal and you just put the last bit of milk and you hit your hand down on the cabinet and you weren't looking and it goes all everywhere, you will bless the Lord at all times. Because you can always eat a piece of bread, amen? It may not be what you wanted, but it's better than an empty stomach. Praise God. You see, God is good. Blessed be your name from this time forth and forevermore, from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, your name will be praised, Lord. Our hearts are fixed, O God. Our hearts are fixed. We will sing and give praise. We will wake early in the mornings, maybe even, and praise you among the people. Somebody's been doing that, you know. Mm-hmm. Somebody's been doing that. We will wake up early and praise you among the people. We will rejoice in you always, Lord, and with joy we will draw water from your wells of salvation. Thank you, Lord. You see, there's this practicality about Christianity. It's not, you know, with a harp on a cloud kind of thing. I don't know who's going to do that, but I don't think that's my call. Amen?
Amen?
I really don't think that's my call to do the harp on the cloud thing. I think quite differently. Amen?
Amen?
So today we're going to talk for a little about a strong and powerful force. A strong and powerful force. And we are referencing James chapter 5, verse 16. James chapter 5, verse 16. James chapter 5 and verse 16. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Now, saints, we all know that if we regard iniquity in our hearts, that the Lord will not hear us. We know this. And so we know when we get ready to go before the Lord in prayer, we got to get cleaned up first. Amen. And so we do that. At least I hope we remember to do that. Amen. So, through prayer, Jesus walked in the full knowledge of God. Through prayer, Jesus Christ walked in the full knowledge of God. Jesus entered the arena of spiritual warfare and faced the power of Satan, wielding the powerful weapons of prayer and fasting. We are all familiar with those weapons, are we not? The weapons of prayer and fasting. And we know what it means to engage in such and to come out victorious. So we're going to practice that some more. In the days to come and months to come and years to come, we're going to keep practicing it and keep getting the victory. Amen? In the very first account we have of Jesus before he began his earthly ministry, we see him picking up these two weapons and using them to spiritually prepare himself for battle. He uses these two weapons to prepare himself for battle. Luke chapter 3, beginning with verse 21. Luke chapter 3, beginning with verse 21. Now when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also, being baptized and praying, the heaven was opened. And the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him. And a voice came from heaven which said, "Thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased." That's Luke chapter 3, verses 21 through 22. Amen. You see, at his baptism, as he came up out of the muddy waters of the Jordan River, he began to pray. Standing there with water streaming down his face, and that water is cold. I can tell you that from personal experience, that water is not hot, it is cold. Very cold. It will leave you shivering. It's cold water. If you were asleep, you'll be wide awake. Amen. Jesus began to pray. He began to commune with God, to surrender himself totally to the plan and purpose God had for his life. To surrender totally. You know how we do it. We do it one step at a time, but Jesus didn't. He gave it all. At the beginning of his ministry and throughout his life, prayer was a strong and powerful force. It should be in our lives as well. Jesus had a vibrant, living relationship with the Father through prayer. It should be that way for us as well. He lived in constant communication with God. He would often rise up early in the morning and go to a solitary place to pray. After times of intense teaching and ministry to the people, he would find a place where he could be alone with the Father. It was during these times alone in prayer that Jesus came to know the Father intimately, to the point at which he could say from John chapter 10, verse 15, from the Gospel of John chapter 10, verse 15, the Gospel of John chapter 10, verse 15, Jesus could say these words, "As the Father knoweth me, Even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. As the Father knoweth me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Although he was the Son of God, his knowledge and relationship with the Father was not automatic. He was in the form of human flesh, and it was necessary for him to learn the things God wanted him to say and do. It was necessary for him to draw strength from his Father. And that's where you find it, saints. That's where the strength comes from. If Jesus Christ, sinless Jesus Christ, had to draw strength from the Father in prayer, so do we. Jesus said in the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 28. Jesus said in the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 28. Then said Jesus unto them, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. You see, Jesus didn't walk around with his own agenda like we do, planning, well, I'll do this, and I'll do that, and I'll do the other. No, he waited for instructions from his Father. And those were the instructions that he carried out. And if we would discipline ourselves that way, life would be easier for us. You see, those that are the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. So that means we must be following God's Spirit. We can't take off on our own path, our own little idea. We have to continually follow the Spirit of God. We cannot do our own thing, our own way, no matter how much we think we're right. Jesus told the Jews in John 8:38, I speak that which I have seen with my Father, and you do that which ye have seen with your Father. He said, I speak that which I have seen with my Father, and ye do that which ye have seen with your Father. So he's plainly telling them that they had a father that was not him. He had a father, they had a father that was not his father. They were out on their own thing with their own father that was not our heavenly Father. He was quite plain about it, I believe. So he told them, verily, verily, in John chapter 5, beginning with verse 19, the Gospel of John, we're still there. Chapter 5, beginning with verse 19. John chapter 5, beginning with verse 19. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, The Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. And for what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. They're in complete agreement. For the Father loveth the Son and showeth him all things that himself doeth. And he will show him greater works than these that ye may marvel. Amen. We got some growing to do, saints. We have some growing to do. Jesus did nothing independently of his Father. Everything he did because of what God revealed to him. Jesus said he could only do those things he saw the Father doing, and that because the Father loves him, that he shows him all that he does. Through prayer. Yes, through prayer. Prayer? Yes, that's it. Prayer, through prayer. Jesus entered into a vital union with God in which he and the Father were one. Really? That's right. In fact, in the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 38, Jesus tells us about this. The Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 38, he makes it quite clear. But if I do, though ye believe not me, believe the works, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. That the Father is in me and I in him. I and my Father are one, he said in verse 30. John chapter 10, verse 30. He says clearly, I and my Father are one. Fully united, complete and total agreement. No discord, no disharmony, no disagreement. Think about it. It's achievable. You look at me funny, but that's what the scripture is telling us. This is something we can learn to walk in. Or he wouldn't have shown it to us. And he's making a point of showing it to us today. Amen. That's the way this goes. Because he had entered a powerful dimension of the Spirit through prayer, in which the Father fully revealed himself and his will to him. Through prayer, Jesus was able to see in the Spirit the things the Father wanted him to do. Through prayer, Jesus was able to hear in the Spirit the words the Father wanted him to speak. As Jesus prayed and talked with the Father made himself known to him in all his fullness. He revealed his character, his love, his mercy, his power. He revealed his will to save, to heal, deliver, and set men free from Satan's power. And Jesus saw these things in the Spirit. Through prayer, he did them. He and the Father were one. Whatever Jesus saw the Father doing, whatever he saw was his Father's will, he did it. It was through prayer that Jesus was able to penetrate into the realm of the Spirit. It was through prayer that Jesus was able to know God. It was through prayer that Jesus was able to know God, to come into a spiritual union with him in which they were one. It was through prayer that the Father revealed himself and his will to Jesus. It was this knowledge of God Jesus gained through prayer, this union with the Father, that was the source, the very foundation of Jesus' great strength as a spiritual warrior. Are we understanding, church? Amen? Are we understanding? I hope so. Knowing that God was with him, dwelling in him, he was ready to face every situation, every obstacle, and every attack of the enemy. You know, you get up and you're faced with a situation during the day, and you sit there and you try to figure it out in your little pea brain. God Almighty is right there in you, and you don't even think to consult him. He has told you in Scripture that he is your counselor. And if you believed it, you would turn yourself in for counseling. You see, God can easily tell when we believe what the Word says, because we behave as though what the Word says is so. Every time you sit there and go through the I can figure it out myself, you give God an armload full of doubt and unbelief. You know, I'm not trying to pick at anybody, but there are churches all over the world that they came to church on Sunday morning looking like bandits. All through the pandemic, they showed up looking like bandits. Some churches would even put a sign out saying that you can't come in here unless you have a bandit mask on. How do you think the Father feels when he looks down at his children on Sunday morning and they are full of doubt and they don't believe the word? It says, no plague shall come nigh thy dwelling. If you believed it, what did you need a mask for in church? You're not at the grocery store that says you can't come in here if you don't have a mask on. I went to one of those grocery stores, and guess what a lot of us did? We turned around and got back in our cars and drove away and didn't come back to that particular grocery store for a very long time. You see, it's one thing when you walk in the post office and they request that you wear a mask while you're inside. Okay, but as soon as you're outside, that's enough of that. You complied with the authority in that place because they asked you to. But there were people that came in God's house and sat up with that mask and claimed they were praising God, mumbling something while the choir's trying to sing. And God looks down and said, these are my children, eh? Where is their faith in me? You see, you have to behave what you believe. Amen. It's just real. You know, during that time, there were persons that came to visit us. And they came from outside and came inside, and they were sitting there looking around, noticing that not a one of us had a mask on. And somewhere along the line, it finally dawned on them that they didn't need to have that on. Because we fully believed the word. And we stood on the word the entire time. Amen. You see, it was through prayer that the Father revealed himself and his will to Jesus. It was in this knowledge of God that Jesus gained through prayer this union with the Father that was the source, the very foundation of Jesus' great strength as a spiritual warrior. Knowing God was with him, dwelling in him, he was ready to face every situation, every obstacle, and every attack of the enemy. So what's the motto you? In order for you to become the same powerful spiritual warrior as Jesus, you must pick up your weapon of prayer and use it first to come into this same powerful position in which you are one with him, in which you are able to see and hear in the spirit what he wants you to do and to say. There is only one way that you are able to do this. It's through prayer. The only way you are going to be able to really know Christ in all his fullness is by spending time alone with him in prayer. The only way you are going to be able to know his will for your life is through prayer. The only way you're going to be able to penetrate into the realm of the Spirit where you see and hear what he wants you to do and say is through prayer. Just as it was necessary for Jesus in the form of human flesh to use prayer as a means of coming into the full knowledge of God, it is necessary for you to use prayer as a means of coming into the full and accurate knowledge of Jesus. Amen. God is serious, saints. He's serious. Amen. He is serious. Oh, so serious. Amen. Your knowledge of Christ, your relationship, your union with him through prayer is the source, the foundation of your strength. Unless you are willing to discipline your life as Jesus did, to include consistent times of prayer alone with him, in which you are allowing him to reveal himself and his will to you, you will not be able to survive. You know, as I listened to Robert Kennedy's speech the other day, which, of course, you all should have listened to by now, because Friday I reminded you, and the link remains in the chat room. He mentioned how he had been in prayer with God 3 times a day, praying to God, praying to God, praying to God that he could get done what he believed God had put him in this world to do. And as a result, things have changed. One person's obedience makes a difference, saints. Amen. You might want to go back and listen to that again. You see? Unless you are willing to discipline your life, as Jesus did, to include consistent times of prayer alone with him, in which you are allowing him to reveal himself and his will to you, you will not be able to survive. One of the great strategies or principles that Jesus used to defeat Satan was that he was prepared. He was prepared, ready at all times to face the enemy. He couldn't be taken by surprise. When Satan came to tempt him in the wilderness, Jesus was ready to face him. On the road to Jerusalem, when Satan spoke through Peter to try to stop him from going to the cross, Jesus wasn't surprised. He was ready. In the Garden of Gethsemane, when the soldiers and high priests came to arrest him, Jesus was not surprised. He was ready to face the onslaught of the enemy. Didn't he say to Peter, "Shouldn't I drink this cup that my Father's given me to drink? In other words, shouldn't I complete my journey?" My Father has set this up. Shouldn't I follow the path he's laid out for me? You know, everything in the path isn't going to be something you like. It's just going to be his will for you. He knew everything that was going to take place concerning him, and he was ready. He knew Satan was going to do everything possible to defeat him, to divert him from the purposes God sent him here to achieve. But he was ready. When the enemy tried to get him to come down off the cross, Jesus was ready. He did not falter. He endured. He stayed up there till he could say, "It is finished." We're supposed to be able to do that too. Jesus was prepared and ready at all times to go into battle against the enemy and take the victory because he had prepared himself for battle through prayer and fasting. Some of you have been with this ministry for over 13 years. That's not a lot of you. That's a very few of you. And some of you are nowhere near where you ought to be in Christ because you refuse to fast and pray. At the Jordan River, Jesus was baptized in the Holy Spirit. He was full and controlled by the Holy Spirit. He was completely under the governance of God, the Holy Spirit. He was fully equipped, empowered to begin the work God had given him to do, to destroy the works of the devil. And when we go into battle, that's what we do. We're not just saying words in an unknown tongue making noise. We're getting work done for the kingdom. Now, okay. After this experience at the Jordan, Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit. See, he was led by God. He was led by God, the Holy Spirit, which meant he was following him. Amen? Into the wilderness. You know, there's no McDonald's in the wilderness, and there are no blueberry pancakes in the wilderness either. Being 40 days tempted of the devil. That's a long time to put up with that dumb devil. And in those days, he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he afterward hungered. Luke chapter 4, beginning with verse 1. Luke, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4, beginning with verse 1. Luke chapter 4, beginning with verse 1. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit of God into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days, he did eat nothing. Tell your stomach to be quiet. You know, sometimes you have to talk to your stomach and tell it a thing or two. You have to tell it that at one point, at some point to come, God is going to get rid of it. And so while it's in you, it had better behave itself. You don't want to hear all that growling, especially not in public. You don't want to hear all that noise, all those vowel sounds. It needs to pipe down. See, you have power and authority. But sometimes you just don't use it. So when all of a sudden you get this thought of what's in the refrigerator, 2 Corinthians 10 and 5, bam, there it is. No, I do not want the grapes that are in the refrigerator, period. And don't come back with that again. Amen? Isn't it that simple? Isn't it really that simple? Very little is recorded in the scriptures concerning those 40 days. But we do know that Jesus spent them in the wilderness. We know that there was spiritual confrontation and that Satan came to Jesus while he was there in the wilderness to tempt him and destroy him before he began his ministry. Ah, those days in the wilderness. We know that Jesus was not caught off guard, that he used the powerful written word to defeat Satan. We know that he did not leave this spiritual battlefield beaten down, tired, and washed out. No, in Luke chapter 4, verse 14, Luke chapter 4, verse 14, it says, and Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. And there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. He returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. As we take a closer look at this battle, we see a powerful force at work in Jesus' life, which strengthened him and made him victorious during the battle. During those 40 days in the wilderness, Jesus ate nothing. He fasted and prayed. It was not a matter of Jesus deciding that he wasn't going to eat or that there was not any food available. It was a time of humbling himself before God, of positioning himself to hear God and to receive direction. On Mount Horeb, when Moses went up onto the mountain to receive the tablets of stone containing the commandments of God, he fasted 40 days and nights. Elijah, on his journey to Mount Horeb, prepared himself to hear from God by fasting 40 days and nights. 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 8. First Kings chapter 19, verse 8. First Kings chapter 19, verse 8. First Kings chapter 19, verse 8. Amen. And he arose and did eat and drink, speaking of Elijah, and went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the mount of God. He consecrated himself. I know there's somebody out there trembling. Is Pastor going to put us on the fast for 40 days and 40 nights? Well, that remains to be seen, doesn't it? You know, years ago, in this very room, somebody asked me about my own personal fasting habit that I've had for decades, plural. And I informed them in answering their question that I'd been on many prolonged fasts. And she said to me, and you're going to get us there too, aren't you? I smiled. Mm-hmm. Whatever God wants us to do, that's what we will do. Amen? Amen. Praise God. See, you want to be used of God, but when God wants to use you, you go, ah! Jesus didn't do that thing. There in the wilderness, Jesus shut himself in with God. He set his heart and mind to seek God. He focused all of his energy, physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, in one direction to hear from God. Amen? In one direction to hear from God. During that time of fasting and prayer in the wilderness, spiritual energy was released in Jesus' life, which enabled him to withstand every temptation of the enemy. Every temptation of the enemy. Every temptation of the enemy. So saints, prayer is a strong and powerful force that God has been training us in, and he surely expects us to use it in spiritual warfare. Amen? He expects us to do what he has trained and taught us to do. See, what you do not realize is there are a lot of churches, not a few, a lot, that have not been trained the way you have. No, they have not. They have not been trained the way you have. You're sitting in a better position than some people. You don't have an excuse for not walking in faith. You have been taught the Word of God. No, I did not spend the last 5 years teaching you how cold the water was when Jesus walked across to the boat. No. Or what gale strength the wind was blowing. No. I've taught you how to develop a strong relationship with your God and how to forsake your own flesh and walk in obedience to him. It has been my constant theme. It's time for you to show what you learned. It's time for you to demonstrate what you have learned. Amen? You can't sit here forever and just listen and never demonstrate the training that has been given to you. You've been given warfare prayer boot camp scriptures, and not one or two. You should be proficient in fighting the enemy. We didn't give you some jagged old sword. No, your short sword is good and sharp. But you must use it. And you can't shirk. You've been taught how to win spiritual battles. A lot of people have never been taught. So you have an advantage that many Christians do not have. You know how to win. And God expects us to do just that. Amen? He fully expects us to do just that. And so that is what we're going to do. We're going to continue to engage in meaningful, powerful, spiritual warfare. And we're going to keep seeing the victory. We went to war one night during the week. And by the end of the next week, somebody said he was no longer running for president. You see, either you have power with God through faith or you don't. So you decide, because you have to give an account to God for what you did with the gift or talent he gave you. And he placed you in this ministry for you to use it. And he's taught you, drilled you, and trained you. So you don't have an excuse to sit in the dugout and sit on the sideline and say, "All right, Pastor, you all go on and you pray." No, you're going to be right out here with everybody else. And you're going to fight just like everybody else. No cross, no crown. So there will be no whining and no whimpering and no excuses. Amen? We're going to battle. We're going to battle. And we're winning. We've been working to change the history of the world through prayer and fasting. And we are winning. And we're going to keep winning too. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. You see, some of you are facing personal battles that you're not winning because some of you refuse to use humility. Jesus did. Some of you, you know, you're iffy. You're not fully committed. And you find yourself in these traps and temptations that would have slid past you if you had been fully committed to the Lord. But you're sort of, you know, okay, I'm listening to Pastor. I'm just going to listen. Sorry, you have to do this. Jesus didn't go into prayer and just listen to his dad. He implemented. He demonstrated. He put action to his faith. And it's no different for us. Yes, you've been called to a divine and holy standard, and so has the rest of the body of Christ. Saints before us answered the call, and so shall we. Amen. So, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we present our bodies living sacrifices, holy and acceptable in your sight. We thank you for the armor that we've been given in our loins, are girt about with the spirit of truth. We wear the breastplate of righteousness, Our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and we take the shield of faith so that we'll be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. We wear the helmet of salvation and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. According to your word, you put a hedge around us, and we're covered by the blood of Jesus. We are the head and not the tail, and no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. So we thank you, Father, that we're completely covered in the name of Jesus Christ, according to your word. You are our shepherd, and we shall not want. You supplied all of our need according to your riches and glory, and we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So we cast down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and we bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Jesus Christ. We cast all of our cares upon you because you care for us. We thank you for blessing us with divine health. We thank you that you are the God who healed all of our diseases, and by your stripes, Lord Jesus, we have been healed. We thank you for our prosperity and good health, even as our souls prosper. Yes, Lord, your joy is our strength. So we thank you for what you've done. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position, seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus far above, all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but also in the world to come. We bind Satan the strong man and all of his evil angels, evil spirits, demonic agents, all of his underlings, decisions, timings, maneuvers, tactics, devices, plans, orders, and we cancel all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous in Jesus' name. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. Father, we pull down and destroy all the armaments, all the security, all the protection of the enemy's camp. And we thank you for releasing your warring angels to see to it that it falls to the ground as powder in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and we come out of agreement with Satan, his agents, and his wicked powers. We close and seal all portals, channels, open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places in Jesus' name. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to a strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains and darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, and we return the attacks onto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for all eternity. We bind all trafficking demons, reporters, listeners, watchers, peeps, whisperers, familiar demons, all electronic, digital demons, and technology demons and their attacks, all Leviathan spirits and their attacks, all brainwashing, psychic, kundalini spirits, technology demons of every sort and their attacks, all water and marine spirits and their attacks, sex devils and their attacks, unclean spirits and their attacks, passive devils, pain-afflicting spirits, sleep deprivation, artificial intelligence, smart dust and drone spirits and their attacks, all sorcery devils and their attacks, seducing, womanizing, whoredom spirits and their attacks, all the voices of the stranger, the charmer, and the seducer and their attacks, all hypnotic and trance devils and their attacks, all mystic rituals and their intent. All targeted electromagnetic attacks, smart technology attacks, techno-paganism, and mind control by the occult, force feedback, cyber-stalking, cyber-sex crime, pornography, demonic curiosity, bewitching spirits which manipulate modern technology, pulse microwave radiation attacks designed to cause neurological problems, brain injuries, debilitating headaches, vertigo, binding directed energy, microwave weapons, binding all vibrations, which are demons. Oh, thank you, Lord. We're binding all microwave frequency weapons and all 5G and components and beyond in the name of Jesus. We bind all attacks from outer space, from any other galaxy, from any orbit, from any satellite, from any station that was placed on a planet, from any group of satellites targeting human beings on the Earth. We bind up all transmissions to some receptor on the Earth that are actually against human beings in Jesus' name, even through the cell towers and our devices in the name of Jesus. We thank you and we give you praise, Lord. We ask you, Father, we take authority, dominion, and power over WhatsApp, Father, that app. In Jesus' name, we bind it in the name of Jesus Christ, and we forbid it to militate against the righteous in Jesus' name. We overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts. We bind Buddhist, black magic, Santeria, Kabbalah, Egyptian, Chaldean, Hindu, Indian, African, European, North American, South American, Celtic, Ru Islander, Ru Lalario Sur, Gedio Sur, Galadea Sandra Brete, Gedio Sur, indigenous groups, government groups, non-government groups, every cult, every cabal, every COVID, and every conclave in the name of Jesus. We bind you. We bind your finances. We bind your wickedness. We bind your lies. We bind your evil and wicked plans in the name of Jesus, and we return them to sender now. In Jesus' holy name. We pull down your wicked works from the heavenlies in the name of Jesus Christ, and we crush them to powder beneath the feet of Jesus. We bind all Morgellons attacks, and we return every attack to the senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind Caribbean, Latin American, black and white magic in the name of Jesus Christ, and return to sender in Jesus' name. We bind all free-flying devils. We bind all evil spirits which take animal form, all shape-shifting spirits, trapping them into their shifted form for eternity. We bind each demon responsible for the dominion of sin in our culture. We bind hyperactivity, racing mind, inattention, impulsivity, low levels of dopamine. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that's been committed. We bind the Lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind the Mandela effect and all satanic ritual abuse, devil satanic worship, and witchcraft dedications and all rituals done on the phases of the moon. We bind all formations of bullflies and demonic insects. We bind all spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits, spirits of infirmity, supplanting the gods of the people of the land, the gods of the groves, and every spirit that exalts science, logic, human reasoning, and demonic knowledge against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes, in Jesus' name. We bind Mammon and his agents. We bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, monitor, track, defile, corrupt, undermine, despise, bewitch, tranquilize, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We bind the shedding of injected persons upon us. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind the bondage of generations of fool and the spirit of the fool in Jesus' name. We bind the carnal mind. We bind the fool's anger in Jesus' name. We bind food lust, addictions, and gluttony, and false flags in the name of Jesus. We return to sender according to the covenant. All in every reprisal, retribution, counterattack, psychic weapon, retaliation, all avenging, all blowbacks, all vengeance, blood rituals, every boomerang, each payback, and all requiting of our righteous warfare in Jesus' name. This includes every evil work, mark, rite, ritual, ceremony, sacrifice, proclamation, backlash, pronouncement, vow, root work, or sin against us, astral projections, sending demons to us to work against us, and all that pertains to us. No demon, no wicked person or unrighteous event left behind in Jesus' name, binding the inordinate use of conjugal rights, returning to sender all witchcraft attacks through channeling and the satellites against the website, the broadcast, and the app, binding all abortions used as a magical ritual, binding what was outside the DNC. You can come into the trailer and just get your vasectomy or your abortion right here on the spot. Bound in Jesus' holy name. Returning to sender, all Cameroonian wizardry, black magic, jujus, hexes, vexes, and such in Jesus' name. Returning to sender, all tribal witchcraft and sins, especially begun by an Obita man, a witch doctor, or a king or queen of the coast, in Jesus' name. Returning to sender, all Cameroonian and Chaldean witchcraft, in the name of Jesus Christ. Returning all Spanish and Mexican witchcraft to the senders, in Jesus' name. Binding every coven, every cult, every conclave, every cabal, and the so-called planetary shift, and the global elites, in the name of Jesus. Binding their monies up, in the name of Jesus. Binding their monies up, in the name of Jesus. Binding their finances, in the name of Jesus. Binding their finances, in the name of Jesus. Binding their lives, in the name of Jesus. Binding their lies in the name of Jesus. Binding their falsehood in the name of Jesus. Binding their falsehood in the name of Jesus. Binding their attack in the name of Jesus. Binding their attack in the name of Jesus. Binding their attack in the name of Jesus. Binding their assassination in the name of Jesus. Binding their assassination in the name of Jesus. Binding their assassination in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the wall of fire that surrounds us with your glory in the midst. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Breaking and destroying our social, emotional, and psychological ties with food and drink, which are displeasing to Jesus Christ. Binding superficial religious acts and every act of sexual sin. You say, well, why would you want to bind every act of sexual sin? Because the devil gains power from it. That's why. Amen? Binding magic spells for love, money, protection, black magic, white magic, candle magic, hoodoo, root work, lucky charms, high magic, and folk magic spells. Binding the demons of energy, boomeranging their wicked works upon them. Binding all magical language, magic signs, and magic patterns, even in numbering. Binding synchrony. Binding and caging Poseidon and all other underwater creatures, and stripping them of their crowns, powers, and thrones, and returning them to Jesus Christ. Binding all conjurations and summoning of demons. Binding Jewish black magic mysticism, magic writing, magic artifacts. Binding the essence of magic and Jewish magic by practitioners, amulets, bowls, precious stones, incantations, divining practices, magic spells, and potions. Binding all blockages to righteous spiritual reception. Binding every vampire spirit, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order, New Age movement, Great Reset, make-believe, fantasy, fables, enchantments, la-la land, false religions, numerology, horoscopes, the spirits and works of the oppressors and the spirit and the children of disobedience. Binding all Ahab and Jezebelic spirits and practices, unlawful nudity, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos, and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonitions, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards. You're bound in the name of Jesus Christ, binding the king of pride and all of his underlings, sending them caged to the feet of Jesus for judgment. We bind all human, demonic, blood, sexual, financial, animal, food, fecal, and soulish sacrifices in Jesus' name. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, apathy, unyielding, nature worship, deception, unfocused mind, idle mind, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, violence, and temptation to sin in Jesus' name. We bind Belial, Beelzebub, Baal, Molech, Basilic, Python, Neptune, Zeus, Apollyon, Kali, all gods and goddesses, Osiris, Isis, On, all false deities in Jesus' name. Mammon, Atlas, Baphomet in his 72, chained with eternal chains under darkness into the spiritual cage and to the feet of Jesus for judgment. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, psychic weapons, prompters, codes, triggers, charms, tumors, designs, signals, and we return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We break the powers of every Masonic ritual, rite, ceremony, vow, pledge, and pact in the name of Jesus. We bind the rituals, the brotherhood, the lodge, the craft, the worship, the grips, Freemasonry, their charters, the rituals of every secret society, and the associated organizations in Jesus' name. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the insanity, pride, work of errors, and foolishness of our own opinions. We bind being misled and misleading others. We return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassments, and witchcraft back on their own heads, as well as their mind control in Jesus' name. We bind the spirit of slumber. Father, we bind the works of those who work to bring honor to themselves. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. We repent of an evil heart of unbelief, and we ask you, Father, to teach us to guard our hearts with all diligence. Lord, we have come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him, binding all electromagnetic energy pollution, binding and returning to sender, all electromagnetic witchcraft, binding magical fantasy movies and TV shows, binding the unreality and escapism of the Hallmark Channel shows, binding the pathways to sin to the mind in Jesus' name, binding gloom, neurotic behaviors, anxiety, and depression in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We bind violent spirits, fighting spirits, and murder. We bind the roaring lion who walketh about seeking whom he may devour. We bind all of his armies, and we tear down the path leading from blessing to idolatry in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, amen. Thank you, Lord. Woo, we cut ourselves free from every demon that was sent to us, hitchhiked with us, transferred to us, and followed us in Jesus' name, even coming through the computer or our cell line. We command you to be bound and go back where you came from in the name of Jesus. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem, Father, and elsewhere. We pray for kings and all who are in authority and all true Christians everywhere, especially those that are persecuted, those that are in prison, and the January 6th prisoners. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. Father, we pray for President Trump, his family, his faith, his prayer life, his friends, his employees, his assets, his staff, his security forces, his liabilities, his presidential campaign, and his reelection by a large majority without the contesting of results, his properties, his foreign and domestic diplomatic relations, his administration, his health. And we are united against all assassination attempts, requesting the discovery, exposure, and demise of every coup rallied against President Trump, particularly the deep state, of which the CIA is a part, against all verbal attacks and false accusations against him, his family, and his leadership, binding in the name of Jesus Christ all attempts by the opposition to stop, thwart, stifle, hinder, block, infiltrate, cancel, besmirch, subvert, pervert, or find fault in any manner and reduce the effectiveness of President Trump. No weapon formed against him shall be able to prosper, and every tongue that rises against him in judgment we condemn according to the covenant, requesting swift adjudications on all who engage in such actions. Through God we shall do valiantly, for he it is that shall tread down our enemies. Thank you, Lord. Your word declares that the righteous is delivered out of trouble and the wicked cometh in his stead. You said, Lord, the wicked is snared by the transgression of his lips, but the just shall come out of trouble. Lord, we trust in your word. We cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus. We cover our vehicles, whatever they may be, and our mode of transportation. We take authority, dominion, and power over all interferences and all poor driving habits, be they in the sky, in the water, underneath the water, or on the road. Amen. We thank you, Father, that you have released your angels over us. We cover ourselves and all of our property with the blood of Jesus. We take authority over all the demons of the night, day, bad dreams, night dreams, sex dreams, anyone or anything trying to get into our dreams. We bind up anything they fed us in the dreams. We command that poison to come up and out and go back where it came from in Jesus' name. We command them to stay away. We thank you for the giant warrior angels, Lord, with their moving and swift swords, Lord, and for their linking shields. We thank you for the praising angels, but most of all, we thank you for your holy presence in our midst. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We pull out fiery darts, pins, needles, spears, voodoo, witchcraft, curses, anything sent to us from the demonic realm. We bind the devils in the heavenlies, in the bush, in the deep, under the floorboards, and every open door to the demons. We cut and burn all ungodly silver cords, ley lines, and sever from ourselves all ungodly soul ties, attachments, covenants, agreements, oaths, consents, garlands, vows, pledges, pacts, leagues, and all other forms of agreement with the demonic realm. We destroy completely. We tear down and destroy walls of protection around every witch, every warlock, every wizard, every Satanist, globalist, shaman, nanotechnology, sorcery, divination, and lies in the name of Jesus. We destroy and break the power of their charms, their love spells, their vexes, hexes, and curses, their sorcery, their magic, their voodoo, their brain frequency meditations, their magic, all of their mind control, jinxes, potions, bewitchment, death spirits, destruction, sickness, pain, and torment, psychic warfare and power, prayer chains, incense and candle burnings, incantations, chanting, ungodly blessings, hoodoo, crystal, root work, and everything else being sent our way from the devil's camp in Jesus' name, even tribal rituals and sin in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We return to the sender. Spirits of hate, bitterness, murder, envy, jealousy, wizardry, sorcery, deception. Lord, you promised that we would know the truth and the truth would make us free. Thank you for the promise and performance in Jesus' name. We send back spirits of envy, jealousy, wizardry, and all that comes with them, spirits of blindness, paralyzing spirits, spirits of bondage, heaviness, fear, and hate. We forbid you to attack us for any reason, under any circumstance, at any time, in the name of Jesus. All of the plans that you have made against us, we destroy them now in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for your grace over our strong enemies which hate us. because they do hate us, Lord. We reject their hatred in the name of Jesus Christ, and we receive your love, Father, in Jesus' name. We reject their hatred in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. Don't forget, saints, that you and your cell phone or cell phones and probably computer and tablet and whatever else you may have a meeting with the Godhead today about the app on your technology and electronic devices. Amen? Amen. And I think you already know what you're supposed to do. Rise for the benediction. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And the church said, amen. Pastor loves you, and we are going to overcome some more in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord.